to give it over to. Umeyalayim by itself, hein boiler by the kabayis. That's talocha. Now that we have leftover wine, we give this leftover wine to the Bet HaGabayis. But it's not considered that the goy is giving it directly to the Bet HaGabayis, or to buy a klisharis. Is mayavad lo resh lakish though. So it's a shana hayigurus here. The gross says this is a new pshat altogether. Like, where does resh lakish know his halacham that we don't accept anything at all? The Karvneda learns that the kasher is, up until now, there's a good terrace why it's not called a davar mesuyim. Like, since the guy is giving it to Shemayim, like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now the Gizbud takes it and buys the Klisharis with it, so that's a good reason it's not called a Dover Mesuyim. It's not called something like the complete Kli came from the guy. So according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's good. But according to Rosh Lakish, he says even a Kli, that's not Mesuyim, any type of a present we can't receive from a guy. So here also, we are receiving presents. Even though the money goes indirectly, it goes like first to Shemayim, and then like the Gizbud gives it over to the Bet HaGabayis, but our coupon of the money now is getting to the Bet HaGabayis. So at least that should be also according to Resh Lakish, because it's like a Kli Shein HaMesuyim. So why is it Mutter? That's the way he learns the Kash here. Mayavad or Resh Lakish, what does Resh Lakish do with this? Even though it's indirect, but still not worse than a Kli Shein HaMesuyim, it's not a complete Kli, but still Bet HaGabayis is having some Hanoah from a Goy that's also. The Teretz says, Posel Lohi Enses, that the only issa there is to accept from Goyim is something to be used for the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we can't accept. Mashenka and a Kli Sharis we could accept. If we use that money to buy Kalim, that's alright. The only issa there is to use the money to build the actual Beis HaMikdash, that's what's awesome. And the Kabbalah says, Datka a binyan abayis kapit krua. Avala Kli Sharis, Vuadin Shar Tsochi abayis. Look, kapit krua. So therefore, it wouldn't be a kasha according to Resh Lakish. Reb Chizkiyo Amar Rabbi Simon. Shaul, he asked a question like this. Shaul Mayat, if so, ein mekabla mehen li'amas hamayim. You can't accept any money for them, for the amas hamayim, for the water, or l'chaymas here, and for the walls of the city. Or migdoloiser, also the migdolos, the tower was inside it. Al shem shenemu, that the pasuk says, v'lochem ein chelik. Means in Yerushalayim, you could have no chelik at all. You goyim, you can't give any money at all to build up Yerushalayim. So anything we use to build up Yerushalayim with, that's also awesome. That's the stacker also. So do before you cover it. Miyato, the kamrit, kibun istiv livnois bayis. Abinyin abayis kopit krona, the pasuk says, goyim cannot give something to build with. In tame hu adin l'tzarchi Yerushalayim. Anything for the purpose of Yerushalayim, ain't mekablam mehen. Kidachiv. Shame them chelik in Yerushalayim. They can't have any chelik in Yerushalayim. So any money to receive from them to either fix up the waters there, or to fix up the walls, or the towers of Yerushalayim, stack also. Now, the parentheses here, we'll skip the parentheses here. Mor masnisin the Rav Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. So the Mepharsha, the Kovaneda, the Tanan. The Elu Shechayovim Bekolvan. Our Mishnah starts off and says, these are the people, when they give the machsa shekel, they have to add a little bit more to it also. They can't just exactly give a machsa shekel. They have to add this extra 1/24th of a seller, 1/48th of a seller. They have to add a little bit more. O mashmet mashmet yein lochom mi shechaye b'shekel, shelo yechaye b'kalbon, is asik Rameya. That's Rameya Shita. As the Mishnah says, v'eilo shechayovim b'kalbon. These are the people that have a chi of mashma, any Levian, for Yisrael and the Gerim Ramadim. And since these people have the chi to give a machsa shekel, when you give your machsa shekel, you automatically always have to add this extra coin also. What's the svara? That only goes according to Rameya. Why? We'll soon see. The Mara Masnitsin the Rameya. The Yomar Rameya, Rameya sounds like this. Kishem sheshok leitayram, the same way there's a chi of midirais upon every Jew, to give a machsa shekel, at least bisman the besimitish was kayim, there's a mitzvah diraisim, to give the machsa shekel before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, kach kolbonoi teirah. Hadra meyahu adin mi diraisa, you mechuyu to give this extra kolbon also. You have to give this extra coin with the machsa shekel. Why? What's the svarah? Kisavah Rav Meir, Rav Meir holds like this. Benoisain shekloi sholin. Even if you give a complete machsa shekel, you have a complete coin, that's a machsa shekel. Shulchayi bekolbon. And there's no exchanging here. You don't have to change over the money. Still, you have the chiyah to give this extra kolbon also. You have to add this extra 1/24th of a more also. 1/24th of a seller. You have to add this extra more, or else chatzi more. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Meir. כמיד מטבעיו של איש הוציא הקדוש ברוך הוא מתחת כיסא כבודוי והרויו למוישה. ושעשה קיים to give the מחסה שקל. The pasuk says Moshe was the Rashi means that Moshe was neskasha. Moshe did not know exactly what the machzor shekel was, so Kodesh Baruch Hu had to show it to him. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He took out from under his kisei covered a matbeya shel eish, a complete pure piece of silver, a pure machzor shekel. He took out pure from the eish. From eish means it's pure. There's nothing, no pselus inside it. The Omar Lo, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ze yitnu. Means kizeh yitnu, like this coin you have to give for the machzor shekel. Now if you take a coin straight out of the fire, it's mamish pure silver, nothing else there. That's how much silver of machzor shekel you have to give. Now our coins already always have some silver inside it. It's not exactly pure. So no matter how good of a coin we have a machzor shekel, that's not enough. We can't be yotzei v'chiyuv midiraisa, because just the machzor shekel alone is always missing something there. It's not pure like it just came out of the fire. So therefore the Torah says, what's the chiv? A pure piece of silver of the machzor shekel. So therefore in our coins we always have to add a kolbein, even though there's no exchanging involved, but midiraisa you have to add now an extra coin. Like he said in the first, the Rabnei Eliezer Mechayev a kolbein min ha-Torah, now filo v'esa machzor shekeli, what yizeh yitnu, shu noki mikol siyogu, clean, pure piece of silver. Shere me'ei shoye came out of the fire. Vilkach, kol ha'shkolim tzrichim kolboin, she'yakesef ha'noki shivem machzor shekel. Because you have to give a pure piece of silver of a machzor shekel. And our silver has something else, some pselus mixed inside it. So the only way you have a pure piece of silver is by adding some to it. That's why you always have to add. So our Mishnah Kitzah goes like Rameya, that everybody has the chiyuv to give a kolboin. Then the Mishnah makes chalukim though. If you give to somebody else also, then you potter. It said like this in the Mishnah. Nosan selo lito shekel chayev shtei kobonis. Then the Mishnah said, where a person goes to the gizbur and gives him a selo is two machzor shekel. So nosan selo, you gave the gizbur a whole selo, lito shekel, to take back a machzor shekel. One you want to get back for yourself, and one you're going to give now the gizbur keeps for the machzor shekel. So our Mishnah says, Chayiv shnei kolbonis. You have a chiyuv to give two times two kolbonis. Izomer Rabbi Loza says, Rameyhi. This part of the Mishnah Chur only goes according to Rameya. But the pshat is like this. Ramonashach. For the machzor shekel you want to give to the gizbur, you have to add this extra coin, the kolbon, because in a regular machzor shekel it's not pure silver, you're not being the kind of the mitzvah, you have to add the extra kolbon. Now, when you're exchanging the money by the gizbur and he gives you back a machzor shekel, usually you have to pay for that. When you exchange money, you have to pay for the exchange of money. So that's the Rabbanu of the Gedin. That the Rabbanu on the Sakin, instead of giving the money to the exchanger, give the money to the Beis HaMikdash already. And the exchanger is also moichel on this money. That's the din of the Rabbanu on the kolbein. So Mel is good here, why you have to give two kolbonis for, according to Rameya. One kolbon you have to give is time to be yotzei to the mitzvah machzor shekel. And the other kolbon is that since you're receiving something back, you're getting back a change from the man, so you have to pay him for that. And the money you have to pay usually the changer, here it's a din, you have to give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's good why the Mishnah says you have to give two times. That's good according to a mayor. The mayor skips the parentheses. Titania, Elo Chayovim Bekolboin, Kolbon Echad, Remeya, Rama Beis Kolbonis. Remeya says you have to give two. So it's good, Remeya holds you have to give two. Mora says no. Ma Rav, really should mean Omar Rav. Rav says like this. Divrei Hakolhi. Well, this part of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. The Omar Rabbi Meir. Echad Shokal Shehu Noisein. That Rav learns like this. That according to Rameya in this case, you have to give three kolbonis, not two. And according to Chomim, you have to give two. So this Mishnah goes according to everybody. He goes like this. The Omar Rabbi Meir. Echad Shekal Shehu Noisein. You have to give one kolbon for the shekel you're giving the gizbur now. The echad shekel shunaitel. And one kolbon you have to give for the shekel you're taking home. The echad of divrei Torah. And one you have to give for the divrei Torah the way you're mechuyev to. The Azra Meir's pshat. So it comes like this. Al daite de Rav, according to Rav, gimel kolbonis inun. That you have to give three different kolbonis you have to give now according to Rav Meir. And the same thing, also kolbon inun. Also, Rabbi Yirmiyah came. Rabbi Shmuel by Rav Yitzchok. B'shem Rav, said over the name of Rav, that Shloisha Kolbonis Inun. There are three coins, three Kolbonis you have to give here. Same shot. Echod Shekel Shunoisin. One you have to give is for the payment of the exchange. In other words, we look as if two exchanges took place here. What went on? You gave the Gizbah now a shekel. You gave him a seller. A seller is a two machzah shekel. Now you want change now. You are telling him now, take this seller and divide it in half. Now one machzah shekel I'm going to give you to keep for the mitzvah machzah shekel. So this Gizbah now exchanged your coin into a machzah shekel. So for that exchange, you have to pay him money. You have to give one kolbon. That's called one kolbon shekel shunaisin, for the machzah shekel that you're giving away. The echon, another kolbon you have to pay, shekel shunaiton. We look as if now hegyetik, like you. You're walking home now with a machzah shekel. Where did you get your machzah shekel? The man exchanged it for you. So for this exchange, you also have to pay. So we machayev you to pay another kolbon for your exchange. Now as we look, as two different exchanges took place. One exchange took place that you give now the gizbah, the machzah shekel, and the second exchange took place that you are receiving a machzah shekel to take home. So that's two chiyuvim to give two different kabbonis. That's therefore these two sfaros go even according to Rabbanan. Now according to Rav Meir, there's a third chiyuv. Echad shekel shunoisim v'echad shekel shunoitel v'echad l'davar Torah. And according to Rav Meir, shit is shit with that medavar Torah midiraisa. You always have to give this extra kolvin, even when there's no exchange going on. When you give a pure machzah shekel, it's never as pure as the Torah wanted you to give it. Therefore, you have to give an extra kolbein. So that's what we're rather saying. That our Mishnah that says, when you give the complete seller to the gizbar, that he should change it over for you, and like make two coins out of it, that one half you're giving to the machzah shekel, and one half you're keeping, even according to Rabbanin, you have to pay two kabbonis. Because we look as if two different exchanges took place. Like one exchange is taking place to give the machzah shekel, and another exchange, Stam, we look as if, Stam, you want to keep now for yourself a machzah shekel. And before all you had is a seller. So you want the seller to be changed over to two different machzah shekel for two different purposes. One purpose is to give a machzah shekel, and one purpose is to keep a machzah shekel. So we look as if two different transactions went on here, two different exchanges, therefore you're going to give two different kolbonos. That's the Rabbanan v'kichiyev. Like instead of paying the man for exchanging, the Rabbanan said any exchange that you're doing for the purpose with the machzah shekel, give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. Then the Mishnah goes to brothers that yashin their father, and then they become shutfim, become partners again. So it depends on what stage they want to give the machzah shekel. Shechayovim b'kolvin means that they already divided up their father's property. So each one has his own money now, and he's paying his own machzah shekel. So locher is he's chayiv b'kolvin. Ofturim imayse beima. At such a stage, he's potter for imayse beima, because now they're considered like new shutfim now, or else they're like lekuach, they bought it, it's considered like. Therefore, they're potter for imayse beima. This is talking about b'shechokul, where the brothers already divided up the yerusha of the father. Since they're divided up already, each one has his own, so therefore he has his own chiyuv machzah shekel, his own chiyuv kolbon, and ma'aseh beim with a potter, because they made a new shutfus now, or they bought it one from the other. V'chazuv v'nishtatfon, they became a shutfum again. Therefore the potter from ma'aseh beim. Shechayovim b'ma'aseh beim, where's the case where the two brothers have a chiyuv to give from the new animals, ma'aseh beim, the tenth one they have to give for korban, ma'aseh beim, u'pturim min ha'kolbon. But when they pay the machzah shekel, we consider as if it's the father's money, and the father is paying for the two sons. But there is the matana. But the Mishnah says when you give a matana for somebody, you're potter from kolbein. They're talking about b'shalei cholku, where they did not divide up the Yerusha yet. So they're still called b'tfusis abayis, and still the money is still like in the father's reshus yet, and they're paying up now with the father's money, that's called like a matana. So the Amar Rebbe Loza, v'hein shecholku gidiyim k'neget yoshim. When do we say when the brothers divided up that it's called the good chalukah now? We consider like they bought from one another. That's talking about the chalukah was done with odd things. Like Gideon k'neged Tiyoshim. They divided up, you take the young goats and I'll take the old ones. Well, also Tiyoshim k'neged Gideon. The old ones k'neged the young ones. So that's considered like a new chalukah right now, that one brother is like buying it off the other brother. Avulim cholku Gideon. Let's say no, the father left over 10 young goats and 10 older goats. So we say if they divided up 5 and 5 young ones,
Utayashim Kneged Tayashim. We'll take the 10 older ones and divide them up equally, 5 Kneged 5. So this is the Yisod, you say, like Yesh Brerim. Like that's the way it should have been divided up, as if the father is giving it directly to you. Melu, we say, Hulchelka Mishor Rishayna. This is like the Chalukah you got from the Shor Rishayna, we still consider it like the father's. And therefore you'll still be Mechoyiv and Maisa Behema. So this chart you'll say Yesh Brerim. And we look as if it's still directly from the father. Yeah, the Kabbalah says, He cholkoi mishor rishonim, v'shem Yerushalayim, it's called Yerusha now. U'kishachotzu v'nishtatzvum, like it's still called their father's property. And when the two brothers now become partners again, hodro lo shem tfisas abayis, it becomes back like the father's property again, ki mikor like before. And the behemoths you have now, there's no p'tur like you bought from one or the other, because we don't see any new chalukah now. This is called the Yerusha you got from your father. It's a direct Yerusha. And when you become partners again, it becomes back the same way it was before. For you are seed them love or chayavim, the last teshutra name. And the new animals that grow now, again, will be mechuyiv and ma'aseh behemah. Because you're not any shutrim right now. It's sitting back, so it's tfusas habayis like it was by the father's rishus. And of course, we hold yesh brerim. So a chalukah that you do equally, we consider this chalukah was always oimit to be that way, and we still consider it like a tfusas habayis, like by the father. That's what Rabbi Loza holds. Omer Rabbi Yechonin, Yechonin argues and says, no, he holds ain't brerim. Omer Rabbi Yechonin, afilo cholko gedim kenega gedim. Even if the brothers divided up the property equally, they took all the young goats and divided them up equally. Utiyoshim kenega tiyoshim, the older ones kenega the older ones. Still, Rabbi Yechonin holds kilukuchas saying, we say ain't brerim. We're not for sure which chelik belongs to you and which one belongs to your brother. So when you divide it up now, we look as if let's say like this: we're dividing it up. It could be I have some of yours and you have some of mine. So we say, good, if I have some of yours, I'm selling it to you. If you have some of mine, you're selling it to me. So that's called Kilkukas Dummy, because we don't hold from Brera. So we don't know which Chelik belongs to who. So then the brothers make up to say, like, we're buying one from the other. That's called Kilkukas saying. They bought the property one from the other. Therefore, Pturim in a Maisa. That Kilkukas put them in a Maisa. So even if they divide up equally, still Rabbi Yechon holds, they'll put them in a Maisa after the Chalukah. Kihud Tanina, like we learned, Tamon Halakuach Vishenitla b'Matana Potim Maisa Beima. Anytime you bought an animal or somebody gave it to you from Matana, you take a potter from Maisa Beima. So we can hold Yerusha, we hold Ein Brera. So therefore, before the brothers made the chalukah true, then it's Materas the father's Rishus, then the Machuiv Maisa Beima. But once the brothers make any type of a chalukah, we say the chalukah goes that the brothers are like buying and selling one from the other. That's called Kilkuach Dami, therefore the potter from Maisa Beima. Or Reb Chiya, Omar, Rebbe Yirmiya. Boy, yes, the Shailam. For lo molestan amrinon, why don't you learn like this? Why don't our Mishnah add some other cases also to it? We could have cases that ponim shen chayavim b'zeh b'zeh. Maybe these two brothers, when they yash and the father, they're mechuyev both in Maisa Beima, and when they give the machsa shekel, they also have to add this extra kolbon. They have to add this extra coin also. Upon him, some cases you can have, shein peturim izem izem. You can have cases that potter.